the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, the din we hear, the cacophony we hear from the right is just amazing on this. All the FBI, this could be you treated like this. Well, I certainly hope that that would be the way I would be treated by law enforcement. That they're serving me a lawful warrant, you know, that they've achieved through lawful purposes, you know, going before a judge and presenting evidence that why the warrant was needed and then presenting that to me upon the search of my abode. I mean, that's just the way it's done under the rule of law. I mean, and this nonsense, they've planted evidence. Apparently, there may actually be the inside management talked about, you know, probably earlier, that there's somebody on the inside said this information is here and that you need to come and get it, and that, and like it's been said, Trump knew that they wanted this information, these documents back. He's known for months and months. They never should have left the White House they never should have left in the first place. He took them illegally in the first place, a crime in itself. And I mean, this defense of, you know, Donald Trump it's just mind-boggling if you want to think about it. Look at the way they looked into Bill Clinton. I mean, they started looking into Bill Clinton's financial affairs under Whitewater, and it stretched into his conduct during his personal life. I mean, that the Kent Star went beyond what his job was supposed to be, and went beyond it because they wanted to get Bill Clinton.
Right. No, there's breathtaking hypocrisy in what they're doing. And the thing that bothers me, Mark, is not just breathtaking hypocrisy on the part of, say, Trump supporters, but leaders in the Congress, you know, Kevin McCarthy. I mean, people of that nature, Republican leaders are buying into this. Thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Morning, Matt. Thanks for your show. I'd like to say thanks for Joe Biden. He's awesome. He's done more in 2 years than Trump ever did in 4 years. It's just an awesome thing. He got Manchin on board. He's done everything from infrastructure all the way to the environment. Think about that. In 2 years with headwinds, Trump, 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 Trump. So this is what I'm going to say this morning. Just think what this man could do in the next 2 years if he has the Senate and the Congress on his side. So the Senate election in this state is going to be very, very important because great things can happen for this country. I mean, things that I have never imagined would happen. We got to get Mandela elected because it's going to be a nasty, nasty, negative election. So I just want to get that out there. Thank God for Joe Biden, man. He's just a wonderful man, great president. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. That's a very, very good comment, and I agree with you. I mean, Joe Biden put NATO back together. You know, he's put on a mini NATO to contain China. He has in foreign policy, but then even in domestic policy, he now passed hard and soft infrastructure. Obviously, we didn't get everything we wanted, but we got a lot of stuff. And in addition to that, he appointed a Supreme Court justice. And he'd been in the chip bill. I think he's a very, very strong and effective president. And I agree with you on Mandela Barnes. He's got to get elected over Ron Johnson. And let me tell you something else. If nothing else, remember this. Ron Johnson said last week that he wants to make Social Security and Medicare not guaranteed, that they have to be reevaluated every year to see if we have enough money. You know what they're going to find out. Any money that's left over is going to go into a tax break if they take power. And they keep chipping away. You're going to go from $2,000 a month Social Security to $1,500 to $800. And then finally, they'll let you put some money in a retirement account. Do not ever voluntarily give up your pension. Do not ever voluntarily give up your medical care. Do not ever voluntarily give up your right to vote. And you're going to give up all three of those if you vote for people like Ron Johnson. Going back to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary?
Hey, I got two comments, and then I want to hear what you have to say about it. First of all, I was listening to Joe Biden talking about inflation is at zero. It's at zero. It's just at zero. And so it things are looking good. Well, it's actually at 8.5 from year to year, and inflation didn't change from last month to this month. So he says it's at zero. I mean, how stupid does he think Americans are? I mean, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And then as far as the raid on Trump, like the comment I said yesterday and the day before, which was my own comment when I heard it 2 days ago when I said it, it's going to bite the Democrats in the butt. And so I'm just wondering, because with Hillary, she ended up burning all these phones, bleaching them out, shredding all this other sort of stuff. And I know that you've heard it a million times from everybody else. How come they didn't nail Hillary? And then Hunter Biden, how come they didn't go out there and raid his house with the laptop stuff? So I just want to hear your comments on that. All right?
Yeah, no, let me, because I always appreciate opposing points of view. I'm going to hit three things. One, on inflation, I think you're wrong. They didn't say that inflation is 0% for the last year. What he said is for the previous month.
Yes, last year.
No, hold on. Why don't we put Gary on hold while I talk? The previous month, excluding shelter, it was zero. Economists look at a computation of inflation, and it had dipped down to zero, excluding shelter, which is one of the criteria they use. It's also come down steadily from a year ago. So you go year to year, say July to July, August, September, October. It is going down. Gas right now is under $4 a gallon. Now, is a president responsible for inflation or not? Let me tell you something. There's worldwide inflation. Inflation is like a fever in the body. You cannot possibly say, okay, I have a fever in my foot, but not in my knee. Having said that, a good president can do certain things to lessen the impact of it, and he's certainly done that. Joe Biden has been more effective in fighting inflation and the Federal Reserve. He reappointed Jerome Powell than any other country in the world, number one. Number two, Hillary Clinton didn't shred anything. That's simply conspiracy stuff. She was accused of receiving some emails on her private server, which was itself secure, and was never charged that she somehow forwarded it to someone that shouldn't have it or anything of that nature. But you're right, technically, she should not. You should not do it. Jeb Bush shouldn't have done it either. A lot of people in government do it, especially when things that are not top secret. And she was properly mentioned that. What was improper was during the race, Comey came out and said, I'm investigating Hillary Clinton, but he didn't say he was investigating Donald Trump for treason in collaborating with the Russians. He should have said that too, and he did not say that, and that's what tipped that race. Number three, if Hunter Biden has committed something wrong, I think he should be investigated. But Gary, do you think that he did something worse than Don Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner? Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis, Saudi Arabians. The Saudi Arabians were in on 9/11, the government. There are 28 pages that have been still classified that show contact with a Saudi consul in a West Coast city. The Saudi government was in on that. The Saudi Arabians are murderers. We brought in Saudi pilots to train them in Florida about 3 years ago. They brought guns to class and killed some of our sailors. Trump didn't do anything about that. So, Gary, before you get on your high horse about Hunter Biden, let's hear about your high horse on Jared Kushner and Don Jr. And I would say overall, the most effective argument I think conservatives can make, and you're a principal conservative, is look, instead of who's your old man or so's your old man or that kind of stuff, it's what you would do on inflation that Joe Biden and Jerome Powell are not doing. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Just a quick reference to the Consumer Price Index. Month over month is what Gary is referring to. Month over month, this last month is actually minus 0.3%. Year over year is what Gary did say, 8.5%. So you have to look at month over month to get recent trends. You have to look year over year to get the longer term trends. And all of this is available on something called FRED. If you Google on FRED, which means Federal Reserve Economic Data, it all pops right up. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Bill, that's very, very good stuff. I like hearing just hardcore economic stuff, which we get from Bill, who's a professional economist. And that's right. I mean, it has declined. It's actually under it's 0.3, I think you said, month to month. So it's going down. Last year, the total 8.5%. Most countries in Europe and everywhere else would love to have 8.5%. Biden doesn't want it, but he wants it lower, and it keeps getting lower. And Jerome Powell is part of that solution. So I was, and he was appointed by Trump. So I would simply say economics doesn't know ideology. Economics is not ideological. And no, nobody wants inflation, but when you have it worldwide, you have to do something about it. And we're doing a better job in this country than anywhere else. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a